This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee forms 11-member subcommittee to help finalize Federal Civil Service Bill. India's External Affairs Ministry vows fair investigation into death of a Nepali student at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha, assures full safety for Nepali students. Fire incidents claim lives of 22 people between mid-January and mid-February this year, and Hamas rejects Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's warnings as Israel disputes identification of returned hostage remains. Now the news in detail. An 11-member subcommittee has been formed to help finalize the Federal Civil Service Bill. The subcommittee, coordinated by member Dilendra Prasad Baru, was established by the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives. The panel has been given 1 month to submit its report. Discussions on the bill are currently ongoing in the committee. India's Ministry of External Affairs has placed a fair investigation into the death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal emphasized the safety of foreign students, including Nepali students, as a top priority for India. The statement came after Nepal initiated diplomatic efforts calling for a thorough investigation and for ensuring the safety of Nepali students in India. Jaiswal expressed condolences to the family of Prakriti Lamsal and assured that those responsible will face legal action.
We convey our heartfelt condolences to the grieving family. The government of India, as you know, accords high priority to the safety, security and well-being of all international students in our country. MEA has been in constant touch with the Odisha government and KIIT authorities since the situation came to light. We have also maintained close contact with the Nepalese authority. Pursuant to our outreach, several steps have been taken by the Odisha government as well as the KIIT Institute to address the situation. Odisha police has made several arrests, including the accused, and cases have been filed against these people. The government of Odisha has also constituted a high-level fact-finding committee based on whose findings appropriate legal and administrative actions shall be taken going forward.
He also mentioned that the Odisha government has taken important steps to ensure return of Nepali students, vowing to ensure safety of all Nepali students.
The Odisha government has also taken steps to facilitate the return because, as you would know, several of the students had gone back. The Odisha police, local police in Bhubaneswar, has also established a 24/7 helpline number for Nepali students. Nepali students studying in India form an important facet of the enduring people-to-people ties, links that we share with Nepal. The government of India will continue to take all necessary actions and steps to ensure the safety and security and well-being of all Nepali students.
Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ramadeva is leaving for Geneva tomorrow on the 22nd of February to participate in the high-level segment of the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council to be held from the 24th to the 26th of February. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Minister Dr. Rara is scheduled to address the high-level segment on the 24th of February. During her visit, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rara will hold meetings with her counterparts, as well as the heads of the UN agencies and international organizations and other dignitaries on the margin of the session. Fire incidents across the country have claimed the lives of 22 people between January 14th and February 12th this year. According to Nepal Police spokesperson, Deputy Inspector General Dinesh Kumar Acharya, the fatalities occurred in 478 fire incidents. The victims included 11 men, 10 women and 1 child. During the period, 87 people were injured, including 26 men, 54 women, 4 boys and 3 girls. The fires also caused significant damage, destroying 68 houses and 66 huts. The total property damage has been estimated at 184.8 million rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming de de
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call garnus keta chalanus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has committed to initiating the Federal Language Act as soon as possible. Speaking at an interaction on provincial and endangered languages organized by the Language Commission on International Language Day, Minister Pandey said that the act is currently with the Ministry of Law, Justice and Federal Affairs and he will make every effort to expedite its introduction. On another note, Minister Pandey assured that devotees visiting the Pashupati Temple for the Mahashivaratri Festival on February 26th will be provided with the best possible facilities. He added that efforts are underway to accommodate worshippers from around the world. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas has rejected Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's threats to make the Palestinian Islamist group pay after he accused it of violating the ceasefire by not returning the hostage Siri Bibas. According to AFP news agency, Hamas in a statement on Friday called on Israel authorities to return the body of a Gazan woman that the group had handed over on Thursday, claiming it was that of Bibas. The movement affirmed its seriousness and full commitment to its responsibilities under the ceasefire and said it had no interest in failing to comply or holding on to any bodies. However, Hamas admitted the possibility of an error or mix-up of bodies, which it attributed to Israeli bombing of the area where the Bibas family was located, along with other Palestinians. Israel said on Friday that one of the four bodies returned from Gaza is not hostage Siri Bibas. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Friday said he would invite Ukraine counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky soon to discuss an inclusive peace process to end a conflict sparked by Russia's 2022 invasion. According to AFP, the offer comes amid heavy criticism of moves by Russia and the United States to negotiate an end to the war through talks where neither Ukraine nor its European allies were invited. Ramaphosa said on X that he welcomes the constructive engagement he had with President Zelensky and he looked forward to hosting him in South Africa soon for a state visit rather. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light rainfall, along with thunder and lightning in the hilly region of Kosi province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the hilly region of the country. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light snowfall at a few places in the mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gondaki provinces and partly cloudy in the mountainous region of the rest of the provinces. And the Tarai region of the country will witness partly cloudy to generally fair weather system. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee forms 11 member subcommittee to help finalize Federal Civil Service Bill. India's External Affairs Ministry vows fair investigation into death of a Nepali student at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha assures full safety for Nepali students. Fire incidents claim lives of 22 people between mid-January and mid-February this year, and Hamas rejects Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's warnings as Israel disputes identification of returned hostage remains. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.